My name is Renee Guerin, and perhaps for historical reasons I should say my name is Renee Guerin Blood. I just don't remember anything except Juneau as a child and loving it. My grandfather, who wanted to be out of town, he built a very beautiful house out there past Salmon Creek for my grandmother and me, and I grew up there. You know, in the summer, grandmother would open the door in the morning and I would go out with the dogs and come back when I was hungry. My mother was a working mom. She was a photographer and flew an airplane so she could take her own pictures. And she had a little house not too far from us toward town. So I saw her all the time. I wasn't separated from her in that sense. But in those days, it was the war. My dad was away. I thought it was a very normal upbringing. I went to the movies and I wanted to sing. And my family never told me I couldn't do anything. We didn't have electricity in that house until I think I was about in the second grade. But we had an old wind-up Victrola. And everybody gave me books and albums, they used to be called. And I could sing all the lyrics to every Broadway show known to me. As a matter of fact, when I got to do Annie Get Your Gun, ultimately, I didn't have to learn a lyric. I'd known it by the time I was 10. If I wanted to sing, my grandmother would stop what she was doing and play the piano for me. I was very indulged. We didn't have a lot. We didn't know what we didn't have. But I had all that freedom and all that encouragement. And we would go to the movies as a family. And I never cared about being in a movie. I loved the movies that said things like, Hammerstein's out front tonight, you know, or send the little kid in and she'll come out. You know, all those hokey, wonderful musicals that they made back then. And then I lived some of those moments. And I actually worked for Mr. Hammerstein. When I left Juneau, I was 17, almost 18, and I went to California first. My mother was not about to let me go to New York. She thought California would be safer. Oh, but I had a great aunt that lived down there, and so she thought there was somebody. And I stayed at the Hollywood Studio Club, a YWCA-run women's place. So I was very safe. And, you know, God takes care of fools and girl singers. You know, I just never was threatened. But in those days, I figured there was nothing I couldn't do. And my family let me go. We were in this show with a bunch of stars, and it was supposed to get to Broadway. Well, it closed in San Francisco. So I got on a plane with a one-way ticket and $100 and went to New York anyway. I was 21, just 21. And I figured I'm not going to wait anymore for that's where I want to be. Well, I had worked with Mary Martin in California, and she had chosen me to be her understudy. And so, I mean, I didn't know anything. I was so dumb. And she was the most gracious and generous. She was my mentor for many years. So when I got to New York, I was auditioning for everything. But she would call me up and ask me what I was doing, and I would regale her with all this nonsense. It used to make her laugh. And then she was going to do Sound of Music and ask for me. We opened in 59. It's 50 years old this year. And when I went into show business, in all deference to my dad, Blood did not seem like the greatest name to go with, I was told. So I just dropped that and used Renee Guerin. I loved coming back here. I really did. People in New York said, "You're going where? To live with your mother?" And I said, "Yes." I mean, she was the love of my life. People just don't understand. She was the best person I ever knew. And I was lucky that I guess I didn't live with her as a kid. You know, all those issues you take out on the person you live with, I had with my grandmother. So mother was always like this glamorous older sister. So coming back, I had this great opportunity to be in a place which I love. I love Juneau. I mean, it's how can you take a deep breath every morning and not love it? Coming back to the Juneau I had left in 1954 would have really been tough. I mean, now where the saloons were, there are art galleries, you know, and although I don't like to see the town kind of shut up during the winter because the tourist places are closed, it's a more art-oriented town. We have a theater. We have all kinds of artists and writers. I'm writing books now, and I don't feel strange. And many of my friends that I have, my family of friends that I have here, because I'm an only child, are people I've known all my life. You know, we started out in life together. So there's a shorthand. And on a sunny day, this is paradise.